Now, back to Open House with Team Reba.
Welcome back to Open House, Team Reba. I'm Marissa Kleist of Team Reba Remax Metro Eastside.
And I'm Eric Osnes from Home Street Bank Home Mortgage.
Before we forget, I want to mention that we do have our first-time homebuyer class that Reba and Eric teach coming up here September 17th. Me and Tequila. It's a first-time homebuyer class. And like Eric was talking about earlier, getting that certificate that helps you be eligible for all kinds of great programs.
Special stuff.
Yeah,
top secret stuff. No, it's actually not top secret at all. but this is, Reba and I volunteer for the Washington State Housing Finance Commission, and this is the official first-time buyer class that's required for many of the first-time homebuyer programs out there, zero-down programs, and special tax credits. And so if you take this class, the certificate is good for 2 years. The class is free of charge, so you're not paying anything to come in, but you're going to walk out with a whole bunch of good information. Both Reba and I are really strong on education, and we don't mince words. We don't candy coat things. We kind of try and tell it like it is.
Yeah,
and,
it's a pretty painless 5 hours for the day.
It goes fast.
Bad. Yeah,
it really goes fast. And we always bring in some food, so you know, keep people happy. But the goal is to give you information that's gonna really make you a very well educated home buyer. And something that you can use not only for your first transaction, for many, many, many more.
Yeah, I was surprised. I sat in last time, and they were going over a lot of credit information that I feel like a lot of people don't know. Mm. It's just, I mean, just to, you know, boost that credit score, Eric gives some really good insight on things you can do. I mean, it takes, what, about 6 months for changes to take place?
Oh, yeah. Marissa, I mean, there's mortgage loan officers out there that don't know how this works.
That's a little scary.
I'm serious.
Yeah.
I mean, there's so many different nuances to that. And we've got some really good information. I work very closely with a local credit vendor. It's called ARC. It's American Reporting Company. They're fantastic. And they've given us so many good tools that talk about the makeup of credit scores and what a person can do. And we even oftentimes I'll run credit. It's maybe not where I want it to be for a customer. I can actually send this information to our partners. They will tell us, okay, do these three things and you're going to, you're going to get the score that you need. And like you said, true too, is very true, Marissa. 6 months is kind of the magic number. If you open a new account, it's going to take 6 months before that account will start positively affecting your credit score. And likewise, if you close an account that you have a good score on, guess what?
Negative.
You lose that score.
Uh-oh.
So it's if you're in the point where you're going to be buying a home especially, don't do anything. Don't open new
credit.
Yeah, and
plan ahead.
Don't close credit. If you dispute something on your credit, guess what? We are stuck. We can't move forward at all until you remove that dispute. So there's a lot of different tips that we talk about in this class. You know, help people plan better.
So if people want to come, it's September 17th.
Yes.
It's 10 to 3 in the Tequila office of Home Street Bank,
our mortgage office right there in Tequila, a couple blocks away from South Center Mall. And to reserve your space, because space is limited, to as many people as we can pack in there.
Yeah.
Reba? Marissa?
Uh-oh.
Yikes.
Yeah.
What's the best contact?
Yeah, sign up for the class, info@teamreba.com.
Okay, info@teamreba.com. Yeah, so I know we're starting to fill up, but if you're interested or you have family or friends or kids that are getting to that point, buying their first home, definitely contact us, info@teamreba.com. We'll add you to the list.
Perfect.
All right, and more. We have Blake Pavlich here with us, Evolve Bank and Trust, talking about reverse mortgage. And I'm so glad you joined us today, Blake.
It's been great.
So I'm learning more, and I thought I knew everything. So no, this is awesome. Before we get any further, what's the best way for our listeners to contact you if they have questions?
Email is great.
Okay. And what's the best one for you?
Have it Blake, Blake, period, Pavlich, Pavlich, at getevolved.com.
Okay. Blake.pavlich. at getevolved.com. And of course, we're going to put your information up on the Team Reba website as well.
Great.
And so we'll have that contact information there. So if you happen to be driving, don't drive off the road. We have enough traffic issues right now already.
Oh, yeah.
And, but you can go on to teamreba.com.
Or we have our Facebook page, yeah. Team Reba Remax Metro. It's easy to find.
Okay. And Twitter.
Yep. At Team Reba.
Right.
You can tweet us if you want more information.
And I'll have you on my Twitter as well, which is Eric is my banker. So yeah, aren't you? And
we're now, also going to have the show from today will play back on our blog, which is teamreba.com/blog. If people want to tune in or if they missed anything today, they can replay it from there.
Okay. Got it. And Blake, anything else to add when we're talking about reverse? What should people really be thinking about when they're getting to this point of making this decision? Is this right the right thing for me?
Yeah, just don't look at it as a last result, really. You just need to look at it now so that way you can plan ahead. Mm-hmm. The earlier you put into place, the more it will work for you because there's a line of credit, and that line of credit has a growth rate that's equal to the interest rates. So the money you're not using, you have access to more. So if you think
Excellent.
You want to, get all the information.
Let me back up on that. So I'll give an example. So I have let's say I'm 62 years old. Let's say I'm 72 years old. I'm not, by the way, Marissa, but let's say I am. I have a balance on an existing mortgage. I'm making monthly payments on it. Let's say I owe $100,000 on that mortgage and I just can't afford it. So I can set up a reverse mortgage with you.
Yes.
That's going to pay off that $100,000 mortgage I have. So
exactly.
I have no mortgage payments to make. You're also going to give me a line of credit. And the line of credit is just a credit limit that's available. So if I, let's say I need to buy a new car and I need it's a Tesla. I need $124,000 to buy. I can use my line of credit for that, right?
If you have $125,000 line of credit, yes.
And my monthly payment will be what on the line of credit?
The line of credit is just going to be what the interest rate is on what you already owe on your loan.
So no monthly payment, right?
No monthly payment.
Okay. So I can use a reverse. I can use it to pay off an existing debt that I have on a home.
Yes.
I can use it as a line of credit. And yes. If I have, I was kidding about the Tesla, by the way, but although they're pretty cool.
Yeah.
But so I can use this line of credit for things that I need, incidental things.
Yes.
And there's not going to be any payments to be made on that as well.
No payments.
So the point is that if I have debts right now, those are taken off the table. I don't have to make monthly payments on those, but I also still have future access to my equity, you know, should I need it down the road.
Got exactly.
It. And as the equity goes up in my home, is that line of credit going to increase as well?
It's just
going to
increase by the interest rate that you currently have on your against your loan
okay.
balance.
Okay.
So they mirror each other.
Got it. I've looked at some statements where the line of credit, you know, has very little available.
Yeah.
And so that might be a situation where someone might consider refinancing them. Maybe they need extra funds or whatever. They have a reverse already, then they could kind of go in there and do that.
Exactly. That can be done.
Okay. What are things that we need to be concerned about, things to look out for with a reverse?
Really, I think the thing is we've wanted to streamline it so much, but you really, the thing to look out for or to really think about is shop around.
Mm-hmm.
Always realize that your margins, those are negotiable.
Okay.
And origination fees are negotiable. Have them explain to you what the costs, true costs are, and what the costs for your company actually did loan.
Okay, so you can definitely shop and get an estimate, a good faith estimate, just like you would on a forward mortgage.
Yeah.
So you can compare a couple lenders, look at costs side by side. Well, and why are there all these radio ads out there right now for reverse mortgage? What's going on?
Because the larger companies that used to do them when I started are no longer in the industry. So it's more the people that are doing the commercials, they're doing everything by a call center.
I see. Okay.
And so those are the big players now.
Got it. Okay. So our customers have a choice too. They can work with someone face-to-face in person like yourself,
yeah.
or they can work with somebody online, you know, back wherever they're at. And, you know, I think with something like this and as complex and complicated as it is, it's really, really important to trust the person that you're working with and knowing that you're getting good, fair deal and all that.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Marissa, any other questions for Blake here?
No, this has been very informative. I'm glad you came on. I definitely am a ways off from ever needing one of these, but if I have any clients with questions, it's good to know.
Well, thank you, Blake Pavlich from Evolve Bank and Trust, so much for joining us. Really appreciate the information. Thanks again, all our listeners. Join us every Tuesday from 3 to 4 o'clock for Open House with Team Reba.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you for listening to Open House with Team Reba. To contact us, visit Team Reba at re/MaxMetroEastside on Facebook or email info@TeamReba.com. Join us again next Tuesday at 3 for more Open House with Team Reba here on Business Radio 1300 KKOL. Program sponsored by Team Reba of RE/MAX Metro East Side and Eric Osnes of Home Street Bank Home Mortgage.